Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this third Sunday of Easter. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, giving thanks for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ to new life, a life he shares with all his people. We open our hearts to God in prayer as we pray together. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladden the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, Give us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Acts. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by your own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One, and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the Author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah should suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 4. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. How long, you people, shall my honour suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. There are many who say, "Oh, that we might see some good." Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, says the Lord, that everything written about me must be fulfilled. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In our gospel reading today, Luke gives his account of the first time that Jesus appeared to the assembled apostles after his resurrection. Two things dominate this scene. The first is that Jesus and the disciples shared a meal. And the second is that while they were eating, Jesus spoke to them and opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He explained how everything written in the scriptures, from the law of Moses through the prophets and in the Psalms, pointed to him. "Thus it is written," he explained, "that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem." Jesus had died on the cross. Now he had risen to new life. He had led the way to salvation and called on his disciples to follow and to bring others with them. In his death and resurrection, Jesus has opened the way to salvation and eternal life. He calls on his followers to die to their old lives of sin and selfishness, and instead follow him in loving all as he loves us. You are witnesses of these things, Jesus told the assembled apostles, making it clear that he was sending them to bring the good news of his resurrection and the promise of eternal life to all who follow him, to all the nations. In the first reading from Acts, we see Peter answering that call and beginning to preach to the people of Jerusalem. Today we are reminded that we stand in place of the apostles in our world. We are the witnesses who Jesus addresses. We, like the apostles, have our minds open to the truth as we worship together. And we, like the apostles, are sent out by Jesus to bring the good news that he is with us to our families, friends, and all among whom we live. For as John reminds us in our second reading, we are children of God, beloved by God, as he loves all his children. It is a love so great that we cannot keep it to ourselves. It is a love so great that it compels us to share it with others. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. May the church faithfully proclaim the risen Christ, the sure ground for hope in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Gaza and Israel, Ukraine and the Yemen, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the power of the risen Christ bring peace where there is conflict, and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks to all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we witness to the risen Christ in our daily lives, bringing your love and peace to all with whom we share our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were overjoyed on seeing the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, through our Saviour Jesus Christ, you have assured your children of eternal life, and in baptism have made us one with him. Deliver us from the death of sin, and raise us to new life in your love, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to, just before our final blessing, thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship this morning. Lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a very healthy, safe and peaceful week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again for another service of home worship next Sunday morning. The Lord be with you. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Oh,
Victim in the yoke of